over here, just flip it.
To get it to come up straight in the ground or in the wood?
Yeah, in the wood. Right on the ground, like a wood marble.
And what's that called again?
Mumble peg.
Mumble peg?
Mumble peg.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add marble.
Well, the object of mumble peg, you said you had a line?
Yeah, I had a line. You sat here in the table and you flip. And if the knife blade flat, you lost. If it stuck up, you won. See?
Mm-hmm. And you try to get it as close to the line as possible?
Yeah, and stick up mostly, say, having going around the point first.
Uh-huh.
But if it fell over flat on a hammer, why, it'd be bad. You lost.
Was that skill or was there some luck
skill.
There? There was some skill?
Yeah, skill, yeah.
So what kind of games did you play with a marble?
Marble game. And they have agates and chalk marbles, you know, fresh marble, compressed marble.
Mm-hmm.
That's some beautiful agate. And beautiful. And they kids would trade them
mm-hmm.
and win them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they sold marbles, individuals, and fine looking agates. Usually, guy used for his tall.
Did you have tournaments?
Yeah. Or different schools.
And what kind of prizes?
Well, just winners about all. They didn't have any prizes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you play any games with ropes?
Yeah. The girls did. The boys didn't very much.
Oh. What did the girls play?
Hop, skip, and jump.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you play with jumping jack? With jacks at all?
Not in those days, we didn't have an old jack play.
You didn't play any balls and jacks?
No, we didn't have it then when I was in school. That's a new practice. The last 30 years.
You mean, well, my mother played it and she was a child. You would bounce the ball and try to pick up all the jacks before it hit the ground again?
We didn't have it
anymore.
Okay. See, that's been 70 years ago, son.
I know. But my mother was a child 50 years ago, and she had it. Okay, I'm going to back up a little bit and do a couple of, a few odds and ends, and then that will be about it. 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Speaking of a woman's housework, say that every morning she does what?
Well, she cooks breakfast, she washes the dishes, cleans the house, gets ready for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Cold dinner and then supper. A regular routine.
Okay. What about
now that's before you had any modern gadgets.
Yeah, well, what about the term reds up?
What?
Reds up. In the morning, a woman has to red up the house?
Ready.
Excuse me?
Ready the house.
Ready the house?
R-E-A-D-Y. Get it ready. Clean it up.
Okay.
A different term means the same.
In other words, to get it ready?
Get it ready, yes. You clean the house, you dust. Sweep the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's before you had the modern gadgets. It's no
uh-huh.
problem now.
Uh-huh. Okay, 11-3. Okay. What do you do to a... When you're going in a car, you say you...
Steering.
You are...
Driving,
okay. And if you were talking about what you did yesterday,